item number 555.
Proclaim June 20, 2019 to be Summer Free-for-All Kickoff Day.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to invite Parks Director Adina Long and Julia Brim Edwards from Nike, if you could join us at the table. I have some opening remarks. The panel has some remarks. Mayor, you're going to read a proclamation. And then we are joined today by dozens of civic-minded businesses in Portland who are supporting Summer Free-for-All, and maybe we'll try to get a picture with everybody at the end of this. Today, we are so proud to celebrate Portland Parks and Recreation Summer Free-for-All program. Summer Free-for-All provides free, family-friendly events like the Washington Park Summer Festival, movies and concerts, free lunches for hungry kids, open swims and swim lessons, and play all summer long all across Portland. At the core of the program is building community. Families enjoy free events, kids stay active and make new friends, and we celebrate our diverse city with vibrant multicultural events. Summer Free-for-All can only happen because of public-private partnerships. And this year, we raised a record amount from our private partners. I want to recognize Nike, our first title sponsor, for their generous support, and they're listed in the program as Made to Play. I also want to give special thanks to the nearly 50 other civic-minded businesses, organizations, and foundations who make Summer Free-for-All possible. Many of you are here today, and you have our deepest thanks. Colleagues, we've handed out a program, and in the center of the program, you can read the full list, the honor roll of sponsors in the guide, and you can also see this on the Summer Free-for-All website. Just as important are the neighbors and community organizations who raise funds to present concerts and movies in the park. Summer Free-for-All is a team effort, and these partnerships leverage city dollars to go even further. You'll find something for everyone in our guide, this year available in 9 languages. Commissioner Fritz, thank you very much for setting the standard for that. In fact, I'll pass down to you. These are the 9 languages that we have these translated in. And
thank you.
That was one of her innovations, and we're pleased to follow that great tradition. For the historians in the room, we are building on a long and great tradition. Concerts at the city began in 1901. The Washington Park Summer Festival began in 1949. We've been serving free lunches since the 1970s, making sure that kids that get out of school and have a summer where they're not getting those healthy meals in school have a chance to get the nutrition they need. And we've been hosting movies for the last 13 years. So thank you, all of our sponsors, for making this tradition an enduring one. I also want to extend my appreciation to our MVP staff that make this program happen, and especially Kelly Torres and Charity Montez. They are terrific public servants. Now I'd like to turn the mic over to our director, Adina Long, who has just completed 4 months in the job, probably has felt longer, and Julia Brim Edwards from Nike to share some brief comments. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor, Commissioners, and many thanks to all of the sponsors here today. Summer Free-for-All is about fun, but it's also about basic needs. Our partners, like Portland's 5 school districts and several hunger relief nonprofits, have come together to ensure that we are able to distribute more than 100,000 free lunches to children across the city. And volunteers and partners have also helped us shape this summer's music, film, and dance programming to be more reflective of the communities we serve. To tell you more about what inspires them to be a part of this public-private partnership, I'd like to introduce Julia Brim Edwards, Nike Senior Director of Global Strategy and Operations and Government and Public Affairs. Julia?
Great, thank you. Good morning, commissioners. I'm Julia Brim Edwards, and today's the perfect day to call attention to Summer Free-for-All because today is the last day of school for the 48,000 students in Portland Public Schools, so it's very timely. On Nike's behalf, I want to thank the City of Portland and Portland Parks and Recs for the opportunity to bring Summer Free-for-All to the city. I also want to thank Commissioner Fish, who never misses an opportunity to give us an opportunity to be supportive We've had a long partnership between Nike and Portland Parks and Rec and the city of Portland. As a native Portlander, I can attest to the value of our parks and programming for youth in the city. I grew up living next to Mount Tabor Park. In fact, I still do. I spent my summers in the park playing tennis or just being out in nature, informal play. I don't go all the way back to 1901, so not that historic, but in 1977, I worked at Creston Pool for a summer. I've really seen the value that parks and the programming can offer youth during the summer when they're out of school. In addition, I want to just emphasize that I think the real value of this is the extra effort the city has gone to try and make the programming accessible to all, whether across the city, all in income brackets, ages. This is just, if you look through this, this is an incredible testament to the citizens of the city are going to have an opportunity to take advantage of this summer. A great job by the park staff of putting this opportunity together. So on Nike's behalf, we love that we can support Summer Free for All because we believe kids are made to play, and this is going to give them an opportunity to do that.
Ladies, thank you both. Mayor, before you read the proclamation, could I ask all of the other sponsors that are here, if you're able, to stand and to accept our thanks? Mayor Wheeler, we have a proclamation.
Very good. Whereas Summer Free for All builds community through free, inclusive, and family-friendly activities that celebrates Portland's diverse cultures and local artists. And whereas, this year builds on a decades-long Portland tradition with movies, concerts, free lunches, and the Washington Park Summer Festival. And whereas, Portland is home to extraordinarily talented musicians, artists, and arts organizations who will perform and share their art at events this summer. And whereas, neighborhood groups and culturally specific community-based organizations help shape summer free-for-all programming. And whereas, for the 10 weeks of summer that youth don't have access to free and reduced lunches, Portland Parks and Recreation partners with school districts and Meals on Wheels to serve over 100,000 lunches. And whereas, Summer Free-for-All will deliver 31 movies, 32 lunch and play sites, 23 concerts, and support for cultural events like Festival Latino, Good in the Hood, Slavic Festival, Tonga Day, World Cup Soccer's 10th anniversary tournament, and many, many more. And whereas, Summer Free-for-All is only possible through the commitment of public-spirited businesses, volunteers, neighborhood leaders, and Portland Parks Foundation, and others who've committed their time and treasure year after year. And whereas, this year's Summer Free-for-All is sponsored by nearly 50 businesses, organizations, and foundations, including this year's title sponsor, Nike's Made to Play. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 20th, 2019 to be Summer Free-for-All Kickoff Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe and participate in this day. Thank you.
Mayor, we're almost back on schedule. Can you get this over?
Sure.
Yeah. I was one of the short people. All right, now sassy, but.
Get a little work out here, that's good. Next item.